In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen. It's a special joy for me to be here with you at St. Paul's, a parish that continues to play a leadership role in the city of Winston-Salem and in the Diocese of North Carolina. I've been blessed by the friendship and example of clergy who have been leaders here at St. Paul's. I first met the late Dudley Calhoun when he was a summer camp counselor at a church camp in Florida on the Gulf Coast, and I was a 13-year-old camper. It was 1951. He and I later served in this diocese when I was rector in Chapel Hill and he was rector here at St. Paul's. Another former rector, the late Thomas Frazier, was our bishop most of the years I was rector in Chapel Hill, and I was here at St. Paul's for his funeral. Yours is a rich legacy of faith. Today is the third Sunday of Easter. The Easter story is about power, the power of faith, hope, and love, the power of forgiveness and reconciliation in a world trapped in tombs of hostility and fear. The first epistle of Peter declares, "You have been born anew, not of perishable, but of imperishable seed through the living and enduring Word of God." The gospel account from Luke tells us how two disciples on that resurrection day, the first day of the week, were walking towards the village of Emmaus, talking about the traumatizing events of the past week. Jesus joined them and walked with them, but they did not recognize him. He interpreted the scripture to them. When they neared their destination, he walked ahead of them as if he were going on, but they urged him to stay with them. At the table with them, when he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them, they recognized their Lord. He vanished from their sight. They returned to Jerusalem empowered by that experience. At first, they did not recognize the power and promise of the transition available through Jesus' resurrection. Entering that new resurrection life is a transition from the old ways of sin and death into new life in Christ. The Christian pilgrimage is always a time of transition, and human beings find those times threatening. Any transition is uncomfortable for us. Remember when, as a kindergartner or first grader, you hesitantly got on the school bus for the first time. Remember the anxieties of transition to middle school. I remember going to a new school for the eighth grade in my hometown of Pensacola, Florida, in Florida's Panhandle, a deep South culture where many boys and girls had double names, Mary Sue, Billy Bob, Anna Catherine. I finally felt accepted when one of the most popular girls said to me, "Peter Lee, what's your last name?" I was making a transition. Transitions are often difficult, but they are essential to maturity as well as to the life of faith. You have made successful transitions in recent years here at St. Paul's. We're in a transition in the Diocese of North Carolina as we prepare for the consecration of our 12th bishop, the Reverend Sam Rodman, on July 15th. A bishop's visit is a sign of continuity in the midst of the transitions of our lives. We're part of the worldwide Anglican Communion, a communion that arrived in North Carolina with Sir Walter Raleigh in 1587, the summer that both Virginia Dare and the Native American Manteo were baptized. Just last week in New Bern, we celebrated the 200th anniversary of the organization of the Diocese of North Carolina. The first permanent Anglican settlement was planted in Jamestown, Virginia, in 1607. I had the privilege of preaching in St. Paul's Cathedral, London, on New Year's Eve of 2006 to mark the 400th anniversary of the departure of the colonists from London to Jamestown. I'm the 12th bishop of the Diocese of Virginia, following in succession to the first, who was consecrated in London in 1790. His name was James Madison, and he was a cousin of the president of the same name. So when I lay hands upon those who are baptized, confirmed, received, or reaffirmed today, they will literally be in touch with the tradition of faith represented by those hands all across the centuries. Transitions are at the heart of the experience of faith. Our baptisms bring us into the embrace of the risen Christ, where we are marked as Christ's own forever, called out of whatever tombs entrap us, and we are empowered for Christ's service. In confirmation, we respond to God's gift of life by promising to follow Christ on the way of the cross. We join with those who receive the laying on of hands by promising that we will follow Christ, and our response to Christ is summarized in the baptismal covenant. The baptismal covenant begins with an affirmation of what God has done for us in Christ, using the words of the Apostles' Creed. Then, in a question and answer format, we promise to continue in the Apostles' teaching and fellowship, and that's an especially hard promise for us to make in our consumer culture, where we so often sever our relationships if we do not get our way. We promise to persevere in resisting evil, and in one of the prayer book's most realistic teachings, we promise to repent and return, not if, but whenever we fall into sin, as we all do. We promise to proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ, following the example of St. Francis, who is supposed to have said, "Use words if necessary." We promise to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbors as ourselves. And because individual kindness is not enough, we promise to strive for justice and peace among all people, respecting the dignity of every human being and breaking down the barriers that divide us. Because God has chosen us in love and Christ embraces us from the cross, we can live with gratitude and confidence in whatever uncertainties life brings, breaking out of whatever tombs entrap us. Eucharist means thanksgiving. Today we thank God for God's liberating love in calling us and empowering us, and our response is gratitude. So today we give thanks to God for St. Paul's, for the heritage of the Diocese of North Carolina, and we pray that our lives of discipleship may display an attitude of gratitude in all that we are and all that we do. That will reflect the power of the risen Christ among us. Amen.